Colorado's LGBT community celebrated the passage of the state's civil union law last year after a years-long debate at the state capitol. Going into 2014, you're reaching out and having conversations about the next steps forward for the LGBT community?
And the priorities that we keep hearing from the community are health care for all LGBT people and their families, safe schools for LGBT young adults, and relationship recognition expanded beyond civil union.
So it still seems the main focus of One Colorado is legal equality and full marriage rights for the community?
But really, legal equality is just the tip of the iceberg for the work that we need to do. There's a difference between having civil unions or marriage equality and being able to put a picture of your partner on your desk at work. We've got an LGBT-inclusive safe schools law, but yet LGBT young people are still being bullied in record numbers in their schools.
Well, we're seeing legal challenges to marriage laws popping up across the country, most recently in New Mexico and Utah. Utah is currently embroiled in a legal battle which first allowed same-sex marriages to start in that state that was then put on hold by a stay of the Supreme Court. Are there concerns over legal wrangling, and what options are on the table for securing marriage equality here?
Well, what's unfolding in Utah is further proof that none of the pathways to marriage are likely going to be simple or quick, and that fighting for marriage equality in our courts can be unpredictable and complicated. So in Colorado, we're looking at all available options to secure the freedom to marry. That includes a litigation strategy, and it also includes the possibility of a proactive ballot measure. But here in Colorado, winning marriage for our families is not a question of if, it's a matter of when and how. We know it's critical to run a robust statewide public education campaign alongside any litigation or organizing effort.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dave Montez is the new director of the LGBT advocacy group One Colorado. He spoke to me via phone from New York City. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.